Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Let's get right into it, man. Let's just pick up right where we left off, man. First, you need to explain what's going on.
Okay.
Then let's just pick it up right from there.
All right. Like I said, man, scenario I was taught, that I was told today, of the scenario where, let me explain it. The person was going through a situation where, like, you know, I guess her and her significant other, they're not seeing eye to eye. You know, conversation got to going, and, you know, it was said, like, you know, in so many words, like, well, you know, a lot of situations, you know, he may not be able to discipline the kids all the way to the full extent, but he may want to discipline the kids because the father, the baby daddy, which, to me, like I said, it's just my opinion. You know, if you give, like I said, if you put it in percentage, if 100% being the top, if you gave me 99% of everything, and I felt he had that 1%, that's one too many for me. I couldn't do it.
Me neither. How you let a man that's outside the house dictate the house.
Right. And me being a man, that's what I'd be thinking, that he's trying to dictate my house because, well, I can't do this because he said, she said. But then, you know, and she said that the kid plays devil's advocate in it also. You know, it's like, well, if the kid may go back and tell her daddy, well, this happened or that happened. And I think I believe that the female, she's trying to keep peace. But me personally, I think I say let the hounds of hell loose and deal with it. Because the peace ain't working.
I look at it like this. If you got something to say, then let her live with you. You come on over here and pick her ass up, and there you go. You ain't got to worry about me saying nothing else to her. But as long as she stands on this roof, she going to abide by my rules, period. If you ain't down with that, then, you know, she's free to leave with you. That's your daughter. Take her. You can have her. Peace.
True, true, true. You know, and I believe the kids do. Kids actually see what's going on. Like, a lot of kids, a lot of people be thinking, well, these kids don't know about the shit. These kids smart as fuck. And
fuck yeah.
I know firsthand. My daughter knows that. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she's what, 17 now? She'll be 18 next month. This girl been playing devil's advocate ever since she was 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she really made it bad for a lot of. She made it bad for a lot of. She made it bad for a lot of the male friends that her mother had. And for all practical purposes, I mean, I want a type that was finna try to run over there and try to dictate their house. But yeah, it was easy for me to do because she would give me that range to do it.
Right.
You know, it wasn't. If I could have been that tyrant motherfucker, but I wasn't. But you know, and a lot of motherfuckers told. She's came back and told me it's so many motherfuckers that walked away from her. Like, look, I ain't got to put up with you or your kids' daddy. I ain't got to put up with you, your kids, or your kids' daddy, and left her.
That's true. That's true. Hello, liquor store?
This your first one?
I thought I just heard somebody say hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
I hear you.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
My shit, what's up with y'all? I mean, I've been listening, so I know what's up with y'all. It really is, that was rhetorical.
Okay, so let me get your take on it. It's a woman, she feel like she's stuck in a dilemma between her husband, baby daddy, kids.
Keep in mind her husband. A man that she lives with.
I mean, on Father Time said, okay, you said if you don't like how I'm doing it, take your daughter and go. Okay, on the one hand, I can understand that, and you might be right, but on the other hand, if you happen to know that that's not necessarily the most stable position, then you can't do that. I'm not, you know.
Well, then why are you letting this man dictate my house about his child? If his, you know what I'm saying, if his child that important, if he's so against me disciplining his child, he need to discipline his own child. The only way he can do that is if his child is living with him. Otherwise, you can't tell me what I can and can't do in my own house. I pay the bills here.
Agree.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So how can he dictate my house? He don't live there.
Now let's take it by the daughter plays devil's advocate in this, because I mean, if he do something, she runs back and tells the dad. Now, me personally, I think that the mother should stand up to the baby daddy. I mean, because you stand up to him, of course, your husband going to have your back.
He should. I agree with that. He needs to stand up. I mean, she needs to stand up and let that man know, hey, look, this is our thing. We doing this. You know what I'm saying? When you come and get her, that's y'all time. Y'all do what y'all want to do. But when she's here, this is his house. He runs this. He's the man of the house. She needs to abide by his rules. If not, you come on and take her. You know what I mean? I mean, what kind of man are you? What kind of man lets another man dictate his house? What kind of, who does that?
No man lets another man dictate his house, but there's a woman in the middle, and whenever we get through with it, she's the one that all of it falls on.
Because it's all about her. She can nip this in the... See, the thing about it is that she can nip this in the bud. She can nip this in the bud. She, in all actuality, she could have nipped this in the bud a long time ago. Like the day that they said I do.
Exactly. This is her husband. I mean,
you are both men,
and
that is a whole lot easier... You are both men. That's a whole lot easier said than done on your side because you're not the one that has to deal with it.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
I got your back.
Exactly.
I got
your back.
I'm going to support you.
I got your back. Ain't nothing finna happen to you. Ain't not a damn thing going to happen to you.
I mean, this is a hug. The man is walking around on eggshells because he don't know what he can and can't say to the child. So once he cut the child off, that ain't going to but fuck up the marriage.
That's not true because the man is going to say what he's going to say regardless.
And how does that affect
to all this drama?
And see, how would that affect you? Okay, now, if he said, like, if he's going to say whatever he's going to say, and he probably is going to tell the female whatever it is that he wants to say, and how would that affect, I mean, okay, let's just say hypothetically speaking, let's just say if it was you. Let's just say if it was you, Lickstore. If and it was me and you, let's just hypothetically say if it was me and you, and, you know, I'm like, well, you know what, fuck this shit, you know, you this, you that, blah, this, skippy, woo-woo. I mean, how do you think that would affect you? Because you got to hear, see, you got to hear it from both ends now.
That's
you
got to
hear
point.
It from the baby daddy
I
end, and you got to hear it from
daddy,
my end.
And I got to hear it from you, exactly. And you're
right,
both
so
men.
Now.
But
now,
you're both men. Neither one of you, I mean, you'll hear what I have to say, but you're going to do what you're going to do regardless because you're
okay,
a man.
Okay, but now wouldn't it be easier if instead of hearing it from both ends, you pick a side?
Yeah, it would be
easier.
Yeah. Because, see, the only reason that you would hear it from both ends is because you're playing both sides to the middle. Well, I'm trying to keep the peace over here. I'm trying to keep the peace over here. And you see, in some situations, there's just no peace.
I guess that's true. I guess that is true shit.
You know, it's just like, you know, I mean, that's just like if I'm sitting here. Like, let me ask you. Let's just say, if we sitting there, and... Your phone rings. Now, I'm close enough where I can hear who's on the phone. And, you know, let's just say that the phone done rung. Me and you watching a movie. You look at your phone. You know, you see it's your baby daddy. And you know, we watching TV. We watching a movie. And whatnot. And he called once. You know, he called twice. He called the third time. You say, well, let me answer the phone. Now, take in mind, your daughter, your child is upstairs. Your child is upstairs. There's nothing wrong with the child. Everything is fine. Everything's fine on that end. And soon as you say hello, first thing you say, why the fuck you ain't answering your phone? Now, what do you think I would do?
I don't know what you would do. You probably have
Let me tell you what I would do. Let me tell you what I would do. I would snatch that motherfucking phone. And I would be like, what the fuck is this? Because now my thing is, what the fuck are you calling for? The kid is upstairs. The kid is fine. I mean, first of all, you my wife. Why are you? And then, okay, let's just say you start explaining to him. You start explaining why you didn't answer the phone. Well, me and Cass sitting here watching a movie. I mean, do you think you'd be disrespecting me if you did that?
No.
You don't think you'd be disrespecting me if you explained to him why you didn't answer your phone?
I don't look at it that way. You might. I mean, and if you express to me that that's how you feel, okay, then we'll nip that in the bud then. But ordinarily, that's not what happens.
No, I'm just saying, we hypothetically speaking. I mean, I'm just saying, if something like that was to happen.
I guess would feel disrespected by, you know, by me even feeling the need to, you know, answer that question. But I don't know what the deal is. If he's calling, maybe he has a reason.
Okay, so the first thing gonna come out of his mouth is, why the fuck you ain't answering the phone?
Well, maybe I should have just hung up. I shouldn't even let that go nowhere.
I mean, if you feel that that's not being disrespectful to me, I mean, I'd rather you tell me that than, I mean, because I don't want you to feel like you can't do nothing or you being told what to do in this relationship. I mean, because if you felt like, well, that one, I don't think that was disrespectful for me to explain to him, then I would have to just tell you. I mean, okay, well, you know, at some point in time, I'm going to have to walk away.
That's disrespectful.
That ain't gonna do nothing but start a fight. That's just like a woman calling me, and I'm explaining to a woman, well, I'm sitting here with liquor store. I'm sitting here with liquor store watching a movie. You'll be like, well, you explaining to some bitch what you doing with me?
Yep, and that's exactly what's going to happen. But technically, you're right. Ordinarily, that wouldn't happen. Because I'd be damned if a motherfucker be calling my wife. Especially at night. I mean, if we watching a movie, it's nighttime. That motherfucker call you during business hours. Other than that, because if the kid's upstairs, what the fuck y'all got to talk about?
Well, he doesn't know that the kid is upstairs because you haven't answered the phone. Now, true indeed, you could have been. Everybody could have been gone. Nobody's even at home. So why are you calling my cell phone? You going all off. Okay, I get that. I understand that. But like I said,
but if the
maybe
kid's
there's
at home,
a problem. Maybe he has an issue and, you know what I'm saying, he wants to talk to his child. He has the right to talk to his child.
So he got to
call
being belligerent?
Phone.
If you can't reach her on one line, you call the next line. Ain't that how it is? Like, if you can't reach your chick on her at home, then you call her cell phone. If you can't reach her on the cell phone, you call her at work.
And Liquor Store, I'm gonna break it down to you. I'm gonna break it down to you like this, Liquor Store.
Mm-hmm.
If he call your phone, you don't answer. He hang up and call right back, you don't answer. Then he call back for the third time, and you answer, and you explain to him why you didn't answer the first two times. Y'all still fucking. That's what I see. Are y'all still fucking around? There's no reason for him to call your phone back to back to back.
Well, that's not
because if he got a problem, that's his problem to deal with, not yours. Why is he including you in his problems in the first place? Why he need to talk to you?
Because
he talk to his woman.
Child. Maybe. What if he's in the hospital someday where he can't come pick her up this weekend? That's what he's trying to let me know. Now, on the one hand,
he couldn't leave a voicemail.
He got to call three times. And then you explain to him why you didn't answer the first one. That's a red flag right there to me. If you got to explain to this man who don't live here, who you supposedly not dealing with anymore, only time y'all deal is when it comes to the child, and you explaining to him why you didn't answer your phone the first two times he called, I got a problem with that. Because as soon as you hang up, some shit finna jump off. Fuck the movie. We need to talk. You got to be doing something with this man. You got to still be messing around with him. Otherwise, why does he think he still got that much power over you? When he called, you supposed to answer the first time. Why does he think he had that kind of power over you if y'all ain't messing around no more?
Okay, but let's just say that they're not. I'm not fucking with nobody. I ain't fucking with nobody but you. Okay, we have a common child. Why does it have to automatically be that? Why do I have to be fucking around with him?
Because it's the lack of respect that you're showing. I mean, I'm not saying that you are fucking around him. You know what? You might not even be fucking around with him, but you're showing me a lack of respect. So if you're not respecting me enough to say, okay, you know, like, hold on, motherfucker, I ain't got to answer to you. You know, only motherfucker I can see calling you, your phone, talking to you like that, and me not saying nothing is your daddy. And if you ain't got a great relationship with him, I'm wondering what the fuck he talking about.
That's true. All right, now, we got people listening. If you want to jump in the conversation, you got to push one. Just to let y'all know. But I agree with you, though, dog. I got a problem with that situation. I don't see myself, I don't see that marriage working. Because if I can't say nothing to the kid, you know, every time the kid come around, I got to walk on eggshells. Because she's going to go back to her daddy and get some bullshit started. And then you as my wife ain't really saying nothing about it. I got a problem with that.
I mean, you know what? Even if I stay in a relationship, it's gonna be, I'm going to start being disrespectful towards you.
I feel like I got an even playing field.
I mean, if I feel like you being disrespectful towards me, of course I'm going to start being disrespectful towards you. So, yeah,
now
you're going to hear...
You're going to hear
me saying some harsh shit. I mean, some shit that probably, like, you might ask me a simple question, I might come back with, like, the harshest fucking answer I could possibly come up with.
Okay, well, like me,
and then you're going
to
be divorced.
Well, I try to have a mutual respect for everybody. And, I mean, what the fuck is so wrong with that?
Because it's not working like that. I mean, I understand what you want. I mean, I understand you want that, but it's not working. It's not working that way.
Okay. So
I mean, if I'm your husband and I got to walk around on eggshells when your child comes around, that's a problem.
But that's not the case. If you're my husband and you have the authority in our household to reprimand, to discipline, to all of that, you know, I don't stop you from saying, okay, well, the child fucked up in school or the child fucked up at home, and so now she's on punishment. I don't have a problem with that at all. So be it. I'm going to have your back on that. And when she comes to me and she's like, well, how come I got to do what he say? Okay, because he's the man in this house. He supports you. So, therefore, you go by his rules. I mean, that's not the issue.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, what you just said sounds great. But now what do you do when she go back and tell her daddy? Oh, he put me on punishment for this. And then her father come to you like, what the fuck was that motherfucker in there putting my daughter on punishment for? That motherfucker ain't got shit to say to my daughter. How you going to handle that?
I tell him, okay, well, this was what happened, and this is what the punishment was. Nobody put her, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't no licks, no pass, no none of that. It was just verbal reprimanding, okay? So she ain't allowed to watch TV for the next 2 days. Why do you have a problem with that? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody abusing your child. She just can't watch TV for the next 2 days. So
okay, that's fine. Now, what happens when it happens next month? When she go back and tell her daddy, well, he put me on punishment for this and that. Her daddy come back to you with the same argument he had last month. You say the same thing, right?
Well, I tell him,
well,
just because there's no rules
but
under
it
your
continues
rules
to happen.
Don't mean, but there's just because there's no rules under your rules don't mean that there's no rules under mine. And I've, you know what I'm saying, we've already discussed that. And you want to say
you're missing the point. Hold on for a second, dog. You're missing the point. My point is it's going to keep happening over and over and over and over because she's going to play her dad against him and you. That's what kids do. Until you stand up as the mother and say, hey, look, don't be coming to me with this bullshit. What goes on in me and my husband's house is what goes on in our house. Until you say some shit like that to him, you're going to keep going through the same shit over and over and over.
All right.
No, and to add on to that, then you're going to have to tell that kid what goes on in his house stays in his house.
Okay. Now,
let's
the kids ain't going to listen. They're going to keep on doing it anyway. And then that's my next point. What if I have, say, for instance, you the baby daddy. You come at me, you like, ooh. And I tell you, okay, well, what happens under this roof is what happens under this roof. And that's that. And you keep coming at me like what I just said to you don't matter. Like, how many times do I have to tell you that what happens here happens here? But you keep coming at me. You keep coming at me. And you keep coming at me. It's not like I can just cut you off because you are involved in your child's life. You know,
okay,
and I don't want to be the one that's going to suffer.
You're going to have to deal with my husband.
That's when you get me involved as the husband.
You're going to have to deal with my husband.
You got to get me involved.
And
don't.
I've tried that, but neither of the two men want to, they don't want to confront one another. So now how is that still my problem?
Because it's going to always be your problem because you're the common person in the middle. It's you. Like I said, that's just to say, if, you know, what's going to happen is one of two things. Either you're going to finally tell him this or you're going to start chipping away at his authority. Well, hold on. She ain't got to stay on punishment for a week. You're going to start chipping away at his authority because you're tired of hearing him.
Well, we don't do that.
Now, his is being the husband, right?
You're tired of hearing the baby daddy, so you're going to start chipping away at the husband's authority.
Okay, so let's just say that's not the case. Let's say, Cass, you my husband. By the time you my baby daddy. Baby daddy, you done came at me 100 times about, you know what I'm saying, why is this and that happening? I done already told
why
you.
Why that motherfucker
okay.
keep... All right, I'm going to act it out. I'm going to act it
why
out for
keep,
you.
Why
that motherfucker keep
punishment?
Trying to put my daughter on punishment? Who the fuck
okay.
he think he is? That's my motherfucking baby. Fuck that and, dude. You better tell that motherfucker to back up off my baby. I know that.
Okay, now here I am as your baby mama. Bruh, when we parted households and I got married to somebody else, that put all of your yip on the back burner because I wouldn't have married nobody who was going to disrespect the children, first of all. I wouldn't have...
Man, fuck that, man. That's my daughter, man. Fuck what you talking about.
Right.
Fuck what you talking about. That's my daughter.
And it never dies. So, Cass, now I come to you because you're my husband. And I'm like, okay, look, you know what I'm saying? I got a constant conflict with Father Time because you don't want him having nothing to do, you know what I'm saying, with our household. Now, I don't want him having nothing to do with our household, but he keep coming at me. Now,
call
him. Call
him. Let's talk. Let me holler at him. Let me talk to him.
Okay, and then what? I'm still
shit, we either going to handle this like gentlemen or we going to get into some gangster shit, either or.
And after that's all said and done, I'm still in the middle because I still got to deal with baby daddy and I still
Whose
got...
Side you on? Whose side you on?
I'm
mine
on my
or his?
I'm on my husband's side all day. So
don't worry about it. Whenever he calls, give me the phone.
There you go. Yep, that's exactly what you got to do right there. Give your husband the phone and let him handle it.
So then baby daddy start calling when he know husband's not around.
Don't answer the phone.
That's easy. Don't answer. And then when your husband come home, say, "Hey, that motherfucker called me 3 times, so I guess you need to call him." You know, if your husband's down for you, he gonna step in. He gonna handle all that for you.
I mean, but I'm
you
saying
know,
cause, as because
number
as,
one, he tired of this motherfucker trying to dictate what's going on in his house about the kid that he's helped raising. You gotta remember this man. He's putting food on the table. He's feeding
agree.
His baby. He's clothing his baby.
Agreed.
He got a roof over
agreed.
His baby's head. Yeah, that motherfucker
agreed.
Need to be thanking him. Thank
agreed.
You, man, for providing for my baby.
Agreed. I mean, we are 100% on the same page. But me as the baby mama, as the wife, I've already put that out there. If you two niggas got a problem with each other, then you two niggas need to talk about it. Because whether I'm with you or I'm with him, I still have to be a mother to this child, regardless. So now y'all two niggas need to hash it out and leave me the fuck out of it because it's no longer my issue. Y'all got issues with each other now.
We got issues because of you.
You don't have issues because of me because I've already told my husband, this is your house, and I've already told my baby daddy, this is my husband's house. Now, I still got to, either way, on both ends, I'm stuck in the middle. Y'all need to hash it out. Y'all need to sit down and have a motherfucking man-to-man conversation. Look here, dog. That's your daughter, but she under my roof. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Either get your shit together and take your daughter in a stable situation or leave it alone. You come pick her up on the weekends, and you bring her back, and then let that be that. Y'all time is y'all time. Because me, as the mother, I've already put that out there. Hey, man, what happens under y'all roof is y'all business. Until my daughter come to me and tell me that, you know, something fucked up didn't happen, I don't ask no questions. I don't ask where y'all going, where y'all been. I talk to my daughter when she get home.
Okay, let me
where
ask you something. Let me ask you. Let's flip it.
Mm-hmm.
As Father Time would say. Let's flip it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it was vice versa.
Mm-hmm. And he had
a wife.
Help. Okay.
He had a wife, and his wife disciplined your daughter. And she was coming back to you saying, you know, this, that, and the other. I mean, and he looked at you, and he told you, hey, you and her need to talk this shit out. Leave me. You and her need to talk this out. Leave me out of it. Okay, I mean... You're going to look at him like he crazy as fuck. The fuck you mean leave you out of it? This your motherfucking wife. This ain't... You need to talk to her.
I've been doing that. This
I'm saying, but that, I mean, think about it. If a man, if he came to you like, hey, don't come to me with that bullshit. You go talk to her.
My mommy made it.
You're going to look
and
at him like he's totally crazy.
No, I'm not going to look at him like he's crazy. I'm trying to do what I can to nip the situation in the bud. If I can't get nowhere with you, then that's obviously what I have to do. And you, personally, that is about to be the situation. And I already told my daughter, okay, well, over there, you got to abide by their rules. If she says that you can or you can't, then you can or you can't, period. And then don't come back to me talking about, well, such and such and said I couldn't do this, and such said I could go, well, were you at their house? Under their roof? It's their roof. But again, that's me being me. I'm trying to keep the peace on all ends.
And
well, you know what?
I
commend you for that, because a lot of women don't even see it that way. They don't. They will strictly call that man up quick. Why is that bitch doing this to my child?
I don't do that. I swear on everything I love, I do not do that. When my daughter goes with her daddy, that's their time. I don't ask no questions. Not to him anyway. When my baby get home, I'll be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? How was your weekend? What y'all do? This, that, and the other. If she tell me, okay, well, see, obviously they don't have no rules over there. They just let her have free reigns, and she do what the fuck she wants to do, which is why she goes back and, you know what I'm saying, complains about what's happening here. Again, I've explained to both parties, okay, what happens when she's with you is what happens when she's with you. Monday through Friday, when she's here, then what's happening here is what's here. You know what I'm saying? Saturday and Sunday, that's y'all thing.
Okay, well, now, a better question is there any restrictions on the husband's part? I mean, is there any restrictions on, like, well, the husband only can do a certain amount? Like, okay, you can put her on punishment, but you can't whoop her.
Well, let's just say that my husband's not the type of person that's going to do that anyway. He's not a...
Most men not gonna, especially when it comes to little girls. Most men won't. That little girl will probably have to really do something for a man.
Exactly.
Trust me, I'm dealing with two of them right now.
Well, that's not an issue at all. So in terms of that, then everything else is free range. I mean, I've never said don't put your hands on my daughter. I've never had to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me flip that question to you. Okay, you're gone. She does something real fucked up. So he whoops her. He didn't tell you he was going to whoop. It just happened. He whooped
mm-hmm.
her. You mm-hmm. get home. She said, he whooped me, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that?
I'm going to ask both parties what the hell happened. If he tells me, okay, well, you know what I'm saying, she stuck a knife in the socket, or, you know what I'm saying, she did something that I deliberately did something that I told her not to do, well, then I'm going to explain to my daughter, okay, well, you got what you deserve, because you were already told, you know, not to do this and not to do that. Why you thought you had balls enough to do it, well, then you had balls enough to get your little butt spanked.
Okay, well, what if he just said she was being disrespectful?
I don't take sides like that.
Okay, I understand. I'm saying if you said, well, what happened? I felt she was disrespecting me.
If you felt disrespected and you felt that, you know what I'm saying, physical reprimand was what needed to happen, then I trust you. I married you, so I must trust you enough. I must trust you with my children. I have to.
Great answer.
I'm not going to ask no more questions. I'm going to explain to the little girl, okay, well, you crossed the line. You crossed the line, and if you did not like him putting his hands on you, then you ought not cross that line again.
And now you know she's going to straight go back and tell her daddy that.
Exactly.
He whooped
me. Now I got to deal with that.
He whooped me.
But the two men don't want to talk to one another. They don't want to have shit to do with one another. They just want to be angry at each other. Y'all just want to be mad at each other. So you put all this shit on me, and then, when you know what I'm saying, I pick a side, it ain't right. I pick the other side, that ain't right. I'm stuck in the middle. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. To the point where now I'm fuck it. You know what I'm saying? For both of y'all, I don't want to be your wife, and I have to be your baby mama, but shit, both of y'all can go fuck off.
All right, dog,
because
let me ask you a question.
I got to be a mother regardless. I still have to raise this child, whether baby daddy is here or husband is here or both of y'all disappear. I still have to be a mother to this child.
Okay, dog, let me ask you a question. Let's say you're in a relationship. She has kids. Would you whoop those kids? Let's say you guys been together 3 years.
3 years.
Y'all been living together 3 years. You have never, ever whooped none of her kids before, ever in your life. This particular day, she got smart. She said some shit that you didn't like. And you broke out of bed and whooped her ass. Mom's come home. She crying. You know, she going to fake it. It could have happened 13 hours ago, but as soon as mom hit the door, she crying all over again. Like
right,
it just
right.
happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, because they do that.
Mom, he whooped me. He put his hands on me. I didn't even do nothing. Mom's coming to you and say, what happened? What do you say? Do you say she disrespected me?
Well, she got out of line.
Okay.
And,
okay, she
and
got out of line. Did mom come back at you? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, if I'm his wife, then I'm like, well, shit, you ain't never put your hands on a child before. So if you felt it was that damn deep, then I trust you. I trust that it was that damn deep.
Okay, that's cool. What if mom say, okay, look, I don't want you putting your hands on my daughter anymore. If she needs to get whooped, you just wait till I come home and I'll whoop her.
Man,
would you be cool with that?
It's time for me to go.
You wouldn't be cool with that?
Hell no, it's time for me to go.
It shouldn't be, because that's my husband. If I marry him, then, like he said, you know what I'm saying? You can't pick and choose what's okay and what's not. Either you're going to be the father and the father figure, or you're not. It can't be a gray area. There is no in-between where that is concerned. I mean, I had a stepfather growing up. Now, my stepfather never put his hands on me. But if it came down to, you know what I'm saying, things getting taken away or me getting fussed at, then that was what it was. And my mother, you know what I'm saying, my mother and my stepfather wanted to adopt me, but my biological father would not let him adopt me. I feel that was stupid on my biological father's point, because he was never able. Because he was never able to be a father. So why would you stop somebody else from being a father? That's just selfish pride. That's just selfish pride.
I don't know about
that
one.
That's my daughter. But you're not a father. But you weren't being a father. So if there's a man who's willing to take on all responsibilities, give you his name, give you his life. If he passed away, insurance goes down to you because you're his daughter. But you just don't want to let it happen because you got selfish pride. That's just ignorant. And still to this day, my daddy ain't never done shit for me and still won't. If he'd allowed my stepfather to adopt me, then every benefit that my mother has would also be mine. I got blocked out because he wanted to be an asshole. I don't do that.
Okay. I'm not giving up my rights. I don't care what the situation is. I can't see myself doing it.
And
I just have to try a little harder, try to build a little rapport between me and that child, but I'm not giving up my rights.
That wasn't on the table. Nobody was asking for that. All my stepfather wanted was for me to be able, so he could put me on his insurance as his, you know, as his child, and so that if anything happened to him, which later on it did, then I would be.
He could still do that. He could still do that as a step.
Yeah. Well,
insurance recognized step. Insurance recognized step.
I can't speak on it, but for whatever reasons, it never happened. My stepfather was never allowed to adopt me. And so his biological children got the benefits of being his children. Fine. I have no problem with it. I'm just saying, like, on my daddy's part, he knew, because he was drugged out and wasn't ever a father. He knew that there was no way he was getting ready to, you know what I'm saying, be able to accommodate those types of things. On his part, he should have let it happen, because my mother wasn't never trying to block him out. He blocked himself out because the drugs were more important than being a father. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck over your child's life because of your own issues.
Well,
I mean,
I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I just couldn't give up my rights like that.
If I'm married, then my husband has free range. He has complete range over our household. And I've all, you know what I'm saying, I've already made that point on both sides. I've told the husband, hey, you know, this your house. You know what I'm saying? You the head of this house. And there's things that we need to discuss. But that's, you know, that ain't got shit to do with you can't do this and you can't do that. I felt like you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that, then I shouldn't have never said I do.
That's true.
So that's not the issue. The issue at this point, you know, like I said, this is all hypothetical. The issue at this point is shit. You two y'all need to work this shit out now, because I've done all I can do. I done told the baby daddy, fuck off. What happens under this roof is what happens under this roof. Same as what happens under yours is what it is. But you still want to come back at me knowing that that's my take on it. You two niggas need to talk about it.
But
shit.
Hold on. Now, I hear you. But at the same time, it's a lot of things. Like, you felt that him calling and saying what he said wasn't disrespectful. So, I mean, you got to figure, little things like that, I got to look at, like, what the fuck you mean that's not being disrespectful? You know what I mean?
I can't please everybody. Shit.
I understand. Okay, and it ain't about pleasing everybody. It's about pleasing me, because I'm your husband. He's nobody to please.
You're right.
It's a good point.
Sure. That is a good
great
point.
Great point.
It's a very good point. It really is.
But I mean, you ain't got to please everybody. All you got to please is me. That's it.
That's a very good point.
Okay. I think that would be the biggest problem, trying to please everybody.
But that's what I'm saying. I know that I can't, so I stopped trying to please everybody a long time ago.
But in the course of, now let me say, in the course of, okay, you might have stopped, but have you always been, well, I'm all about my husband? Or were you like, okay, I'm trying to keep the peace? Because, I mean, if you went 4 years with just trying to keep the peace, and then the last 3 years is, okay, well, fuck it. You got to figure, it's a lot of damage you've been done in them first 4 years.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's say you're my child's father. As my child's father, you're doing everything that you need to do as a father. If child support is an issue, you're paying your child support, you come pick your child up, you're doing everything that you're supposed to do as a father. How would you feel if I then told you, nigga, fuck how you feel? I mean, seriously, isn't that putting the child in a fucked up position?
No, not at all. Because if that's, you are telling him fuck how you feel, because it ain't about you and him. It's about that kid and him. So, yeah, fuck how you feel. This is about you and your child. I mean, you don't get no award for doing something that you're supposed to do. I mean, you're supposed to take care of your kid.
Or no credit. You don't get no credit for it neither.
Right. This is you not doing nothing that's spectacular. You just doing your fucking job. You doing your obligation.
Right,
there's nothing spectacular about. I mean, there's no. I mean, the reward in it is you knowing in yourself that you benefiting your child. But no, I don't need you telling me that I'm doing such a good job. You can hate my guts, and if you hate my guts, okay, so be it. But me and my kid, I mean, this between me and my kid. You don't have to show me. I mean, we can be cordial to each other. I mean, we can be cordial. We can be respectful. But no, you ain't got to show me no type of love or admiration because I'm doing this. I'm doing this because this is my obligation to do it.
I ain't giving no extra praises out. I'm just saying, if you doing
I'm not saying you are, but no, my thing is this. It was a reason that you and that person ain't together no more.
You damn straight. But still, at the same time, if you doing your job as your father,
like you said, what more is there to do other than your job? You doing what you're supposed to do. That's it. That's it. That's all. Nothing else extra. You doing what you're supposed to do. Fine, good. More men need to. That's the end of it. So
I mean,
now,
what,
I mean
what
you
your,
can't.
What
you
question?
Can't. In a certain aspect of that, yes, you do got to say, fuck your feelings, because my feelings ain't towards you no more because I'm with him. So yeah, fuck your feelings.
I said fuck your feelings when I left your ass.
Right, so you might as well stay with that same motto, stay with that same philosophy.
You're doing what you're supposed to do as a father. And are you saying that it's okay for me to completely disrespect you? Because I don't feel that that's right.
How is that disrespect when, I mean, What are you doing that's disrespectful? For you to sit back and, I mean, if this man called you talking crazy to you and you taking his phone call like that, I mean, don't you think he disrespected me?
I think he disrespected the whole situation.
Exactly. So why does he get a pass?
He doesn't get a pass, but ain't nobody listening to shit that I say. If I tell him fuck off, he don't listen to that. He's going to keep on calling.
Okay. We hear what you're saying, but this is what I'm saying. If you sit there, like I said, if you put it in a situation where, okay, I tried to keep the peace for so long, now it's not working. This trying to keep the peace thing is not working because it's still going on. So now I'm telling him this. You got to, okay, every situation, I'm not saying that you're 100% wrong, but at the same time, you got to look at the damage you created also. I mean, if you keep saying, well, they need to talk to each other. I mean, if I am staying with you, I'm not caring no more. I'm not caring no more because in my eyes, you've already damaged me. You've already hurt me. You already done pissed me off. So it is what it is.
Well, we both pissed off, so why don't we just say fuck it? I mean, because it's some
exactly.
Shit you do. I mean, damn, you know what I'm saying? You're not a fucking perfect person either, and there's plenty of things that you do that disregard my feelings. So, I mean,
okay, well, I mean, at the same time, okay, and that's the issue. I mean, if that's the issue, let's address that issue. But if this the issue, then let's address this issue.
Okay, let me ask you a question. As a woman, you don't know how as a woman, but your woman, okay? If you tell your woman, like, almost every day, I don't care how you feel, fuck your feelings. What then is she supposed to do in regards to your feelings? Do you feel that she should care about yours anymore after
okay,
now,
can I ask you a question? What got me to that point?
You've been telling me that since we met.
Well, if that's okay, now if I told you that from the day we met all the way to now, and you married me? I mean,
you need help.
That's my fucked up ass problem, ain't it?
I mean, come on now. If I told you this from day one, why didn't you run the fuck away from me?
That's a good question.
You should have been trying to. If I demeaned you from day one, I'm not. You got to be crazy as cat shit to marry me.
Yeah, right.
Okay, exactly. See, okay, let's call it what it is. Things ain't the way it used to be. I mean, come on now. I mean, I done heard you talk on this show a lot now, and you just don't come across as the type of saying that, okay, this motherfucker done called me, demeaned me, and dogged me out. Yes. He's the one I want to marry. Come on now. I understand you feel like I understand right now you probably feel it's 2-on-1, you're bagged in the corner. But no, now come on now. This man ain't demeaned you from day one.
Well, I never said that he demeaned me, but seriously.
Now. Yes, you did.
A person tells you, oh, no, to me, that's not demeaning me. Demeaning me is, serious, blatant out being disrespectful. But I tell
Wait a minute. Hold on. You don't think. Wait a minute. Say that again. He said that you what again? Say that again.
He's been telling me basically from the giddy up that my feelings are obsolete.
Okay, so in other words, from day one, he's
and
saying your feelings
one,
don't mean shit
day
to him.
From day one of marriage, let's call it that.
So from he said I do, and your feelings don't mean shit.
It went out the door.
Well, you should have hurried up and ran down to the what they call it to get one of them. You should have went and got an annulment. If you walked it, if he took you over the threshold and dropped your ass on the floor and said, "You don't mean, I don't give a fuck. Don't what you say don't mean shit." You should have been going down there and getting one of them right then.
Could have, should have, would have. Hindsight is always 2020, ain't it?
Huh?
Well,
hindsight is always 2020. Yeah.
Check this out.
You know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
You crazy as hell for marrying a motherfucker like that.
That
you definitely go to talk to a doctor.
After you married him. Before you married him, it was like, he and your feelings are
well,
all that matter to me.
He never changed. He showed you how he was right up front. He said, fuck you right at the beginning.
No, he didn't.
And you still stuck with him.
Uh-uh. I wouldn't have stayed through that. If that was the case, I'd have married the person that was putting his hands on me all the damn time. That wasn't the case at all. Not at all.
Okay, now look at Stowe. Listen to how you saying this. I'm just repeating. I mean, because what I'm getting out of this
hold
is
on
that.
Hold on a second. We got people listening. If you guys want to jump in the conversation, you got to push one. All right, go ahead, man.
Okay. I mean, in so many words, it's like, okay, I married a crazy motherfucker. Mm. I mean, because it's like, you said from day one that if you didn't, you said you really don't look at that as demeaning, but me personally, yes, that's demeaning. If I'm telling you that your feelings don't matter, then yeah, I'm demeaning you.
That's verbal abuse.
Right, exactly. I'm asking this because I'm not saying it's you, I'm not saying it's him, but at some point for y'all to get from your feelings matter to your feelings don't matter. Something happened. Now, the baby daddy thing is like, okay, well, you know, that's like, I'm just trying to figure out at what point did this get bad?
I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is flat out, straight up. After I had his child, I no longer mattered. The deal was this. The deal was, ever since I was such a years old, I wanted a child. I asked the Lord to give me a wife and give me a child. Okay? You got the wife, you got the child. Now the woman no longer fucking matters. And the reason why you stayed married is because you made that deal. Give me a wife, give me a child.
I'm not laughing at you. Lord knows I'm not laughing at you, but
I'm laughing.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold up. Is this man a biblical man? I mean, is he this God fearing, church going man that Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays? Is he this type of guy?
He's an ordained pastor.
He's an ordained pastor.
Yes.
So I mean, so he is one of those church going man. I mean, he's there faithfully.
No.
If he's a pastor, he better be there faithfully.
He's won his own ministry.
You said what?
He has started his own ministry.
So
he's
your husband,
always in church.
Wait. Your husband's a pastor?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, all right.
Bring up that, bro.
Yeah, I am. Because, I mean, maybe that's why if it was me or Father Time, the situation, the baby daddy thing probably would have got physical a long time ago. But by him being a pastor, okay, I can see why it ain't reached, escalated to that point yet.
To what point?
I can't practice the word, then go out and swing on somebody.
Exactly.
That's true. You're a hypocrite.
You also can't practice the word and then tell me that my feelings don't matter. I just find that to be highly contradictive. Don't you? Don't you think that's like kind of hypocritical or something, or contradictory at least? The plot.
Let me see if I get this right. Okay, your husband is a pastor. He's a preacher.
Yeah, he's a minister.
Preacher, pastor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, see?
I don't know what to say,
man. The plot thickens, doesn't it? The plot fucking thickens. And being the wife of a minister, you don't want to divorce because you know what you vowed. But at the same time, you stuck between a rock and a hard place. And your husband didn't become a pastor until after you were married.
Okay,
and
how long have y'all been married?
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
let's just go to a song right quick.
Yeah, let's do
it. Yeah, man, because I'm kind of
back up
like a mother.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. All right, I got to go out with my boy Kelly.
Talk about it when I'm in love. every reason she ever had was loving him. Yeah, mirror, I'm talking to you. Yeah, how he promised her things while he's making sweet love to a man selling big dreams. Yeah, that's what he do. Or he can paint the scene with every word out of his mouth. Make her wanna believe, or she believes that everything that he say is true. Now the dreams she bought, yeah, and the tales he told, yeah, Cinderella to the whole pot of gold, yeah, broke up for a heart and stole the glory, and he left me here to tell the story. Yeah. When a man lies, he pierces the very soul of that woman. Yes, he does. Yeah, and I'm just telling the truth. When a man lies, he kills every reason she ever had for loving him. Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back. Like I said earlier, if you want to jump in the conversation, you got to push one, and we will bring you right in.
Okay.
That's my cut, man. When a man lies.
I see. All right, Liquor Store, you still with us?
I am.
Okay, now, I got to ask this.
Sure.
I hear you saying that they need to just deal with each other, but it sounds like on one hand, you got a baby daddy that's kind of volatile, and you got a man that, I mean, he's trying to be a man of God. I mean, don't you think them two clashing with each other gonna, I mean, maybe he's just trying to avoid the conflict with your baby daddy.
But there's a constant conflict in this house.
But you know what, dog? Now, what you saying that, now, that does put her in a bad spot. You know what I'm saying? I can understand what she was saying earlier, how she's always in the middle. That does put her in a bad spot. Because if the husband, if he's all about God, he don't want no conflict, how's she going to get the motherfuckers to talk? You know what I mean? How they going to talk?
I mean, true.
So I feel your pain. I think you're in a bad spot. But since he don't want to do it, you got to do it. Somebody got to do it. If he don't want the conflict, then it falls on you.
It's only so
you got
much
to handle
I
the baby
do.
Daddy.
It's only so much I can do by my damn self.
Well, stop taking the calls.
Why?
Answer the phone when he calls. Unless he's supposed to be coming to pick the baby up that particular day, don't answer the damn phone. That's it. There you go.
In all honesty,
I mean, what are you going to do?
My child's father is like the least of our issues. It ain't even about the father. It's about what's happening here. Because baby daddy ain't got shit to do with shit until Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, when you bring the kids into a fight that don't have nothing to do with the kids, that's a problem. Now you've given me a reason to look at you through different eyes, especially considering your position in this world. You really
okay,
don't
when
have
you say he brought the kid, when you say he brought the kid in, How did he bring the kid in, though? Was he saying, well, your child is doing this and I don't like this?
No.
You know what I'm saying? How did he bring the kid up in the argument?
We were arguing about something completely outside of the kids. The kids didn't have nothing to do with the argument. He brought the kids into the argument, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's cardinal rule number one. You don't bring the kids into an argument, into a fight that don't have nothing to do with the kids. I feel like, shit, when you bring the kids up, now you've opened up a whole new can of worms. Me and you was talking about, we was on some adult issues, and then for you to say, well, them ain't even my motherfucking kids, okay, now we have a problem.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Okay.
Now, I'm just trying to understand this. Let's just say y'all talking about the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all talking about IPL, and out of the clear blue, he like, well, them ain't my motherfucking kids.
Basically, is how it went down. Basically. And then when he said it, he didn't say it to me. He was sitting by himself when he said it, but I heard it. You know, so I feel like that's even more fucked up, because now you're sitting there rambling to yourself, and you know I'm in an earshot. What the kids have to do with any of our argument? They didn't. And then, you know what I'm saying? You make
okay, let me say it like this. Let me put it to you like this. Now, I don't know the guy. I don't know nothing about the guy. But I'm a guy. And most of the time, with most guys, I don't know if this is him or not, but with most guys, when there's an argument, we tend to bring up shit that's been bothering us for a while anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what we do. That's how we argue. We ain't going to say shit when it first happened. But during the heat of battle, we're going to bring up some shit that pissed us off last week. It may have been the kid. So we're going to bring that shit up. That's just what we do. That's how we fight. That's how we argue. So maybe that's what it was. Maybe the kid did something last month that he didn't like. He didn't say nothing then. But since there's an argument going on, I got my chance to say something. So now I'm going to say it. That's how guys fight. That's how we fight.
I feel like Kaz on that situation. Don't come bringing up something that happened 14 motherfucking months ago now. You should have brought that up when it happened. Otherwise,
still, though,
get out of my face.
That's how guys
shit.
Fight. That's how we fight. We don't bring shit up when it first happened. We tend to hold everything in. We tend to hold everything in. And then when we reach our boiling point, we just let it all come out. It don't matter when it happened. I'm going to let it all come out now because I'm mad.
Okay,
that's how we fight.
So everybody got a boiling point, right? Males, females, whatever. Everybody got a boiling point. Does my boiling point come in? To the point where... when, in your eyes, is fuck it, I might as well just walk the fuck away then, because this is bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. That's just that's the way most men fight. We bring up shit that happened a long-ass time ago.
Well, my
you didn't give us an opportunity to bring it up now, because now we're fighting.
Well, my initial
question. So now I'm going to tell you everything that's been bothering me. I'm telling you everything that's been bothering me right now at this point in time, because we're fighting.
I hear you, but it's just like I'm not understanding when it's like, okay, I hear that you said, okay, he brought the kids into it. I mean, and like I said, I don't even want to know, but I'm trying to figure out, like, there was no leadway into the kids being brought into this argument.
Not
no leadway. Well, who keep cutting on the motherfucking, who keep leaving the TV on? Who keep, I mean, just like, okay, well, this is this, that. It ain't my damn kids, no way.
In order for him to say something like that,
man, if
y'all had
been
talking about the kids.
There was nothing having to do with the children in this fight whatsoever. This is strictly between he and I. You know what I'm saying? There had been an incident a couple of weeks prior, but we worked through that with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Because him and my oldest son, they had a little altercation. We all sat down. We talked about that. That was it to rest. Was nothing to do with the kids. I'm in the bedroom after we've been arguing. I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to discuss this shit no more. So I take leave. I be the bigger person. I'm like, I go into another room. Then you sitting there and how you said it. Sometimes not what you say, it's how you say it. But and especially for your position in the world, when you say them some bitches ain't even my kids, I have a problem with that.
That's because he was still mad about last week. He wasn't satisfied with the way last week went. That's why it was still on his mind.
That's not my problem, and it's certainly not theirs.
Well, I understand it, but he's probably feeling like, well, you didn't handle it the way I wanted you to handle it. I ain't going to say nothing to you about it.
Here was my question. This is what I want to know. I want to know, after you have told me repeatedly that my feelings don't matter, then why should I care about yours?
You shouldn't.
Exactly. That's where we are. You don't care about my feelings, and you've been telling me that for years. Your feelings don't matter. I don't care about your feelings. I ain't wrong about nothing. What? So,
okay, let me ask you a question.
Point?
Let me ask you a real question. I'm going to ask you a real question, all right, straight up. Straight up, me and you.
We're here.
Do you consider yourself happily married?
No.
Right now, today?
Mm-mm.
Then why are you still there?
Because
and I don't want to hear that preacher stuff.
It's not that easy.
Why are you still there?
Marriage. Because you vowed to be there for better or for worse. You owe it to your marriage. You owe it to your vows. You owe it to yourself to try to stick it out.
Are you guys in counseling? Are you in counseling? Are you guys in talking to a counselor or anything like that?
He won't do it. He refuses.
Then why are you still there? He don't want to work it out. So
here's
why
my question. How are you a minister and you expect for people to come to you with their problems, but you won't go to somebody for yours? Answer me that. Isn't that hypocritical?
Yes. And once again, my question to you, if he don't want to work it out, why are you still there? Leave. It takes two to make shit work. It takes two people to make it work. When I was married, she didn't want to work it out. I did. I ended up leaving. It's a one-way street. We both got to, you know what I'm saying? We both got to talk. If only one person's talking, ain't shit getting done.
Ain't shit getting done.
Nothing. So why are you still there?
This is another one of my issues. I'm going to put it like this. Ever since our child was known about, he's been telling me, if anything ever happened between us, I'm taking my son, I'm taking my child. That's how you know right there. I no longer matter. I was just a tool.
Once again, if you know this, if you already know this in your heart, you don't matter, why are you still there, sweetheart? Why are you still there? Why are you still taking this abuse?
Because shit takes
I'm not
time.
Saying physical abuse. This is verbal abuse. This is emotional abuse. Why are you still taking it? Why are you standing for that?
Because things take time. Everything has a time. I can't just walk away right now. I got to get some dust in a row first.
No, you don't. Pack your kids up and bounce. Pack your kids up and bounce. If the man don't want to be with you, don't be with a motherfucker that don't want to be with you, because you're going to be unhappy, you're going to be bitter, you're going to be ungrateful, you're going to have low self-esteem. All that shit's going to happen to you. Trust me, I know. I was there. All that shit's going to happen to you. Just leave. Just leave. For your sanity, leave. Because it ain't going to get no better.
Because
he already told you how he felt. It ain't going to get no better. Bounce. You owe him shit. Leave. I mean, if you that unhappy and he fucking with your mind like this, fuck him. Bounce. Come on now. You're a black woman.
Like
you stronger than that? Leave that motherfucker.
And everything
he don't give
has
a fuck
his
about
time.
You.
You hear me? Everything has its time. I'm not just going to run off impulse. I'm not just going to run off emotions. I have to put some shit in order. And because when I do, I'm not going to just go and be assed out with two.
You know what?
What?
The longer it takes you, the harder it's going to be. Mm-hmm. The longer you take the leave, the harder it's going to be for you to leave.
And everything that don't
And that's the truth.
I'm going to work it out.
That's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. The longer you stay, the harder it's going to be for you to leave. Because you're going to find yourself making excuses not to leave when you got the opportunity to leave. You're going to find a reason not to leave today. Then tomorrow you're going to find a reason not to leave tomorrow. Then next thing you know, it's going to be 20 years. And you're still in that same relationship. And that's not good for you or those kids.
I already stated my position on that.
I'm sorry. Hold on, y'all.
I'm sorry about this. We got a new call. I'm sorry. I got carried away. Call him back.
Never mind. You asked my question already.
I'm sorry. What's your name, sweetheart?
Keita.
Keita, how you doing, Keita?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's your question? Go ahead with your question.
No, I just wanted to know, was she happy? Like, why was she still there? I've been listening for a minute trying to catch this, but you had asked it, so, I mean, it's been answered already.
Yeah, everything takes a while.
Okay, well, now you as a woman, what would you do?
Well, I mean, my happiness and my well-being means a lot to me, so if it don't fit, I ain't going to force it.
But what you going to do, though? Are you going to stay?
No, hell.
What would you do?
I'm out. I'm gone. If I didn't give him my all, it's never going to work when there's only one person fighting. Never. So, if it don't fit, I ain't going to force it.
Okay, but now what Lickerson was saying is she has to get all her ducks in a row before she make that move. You know what
True.
I'm saying?
I mean, I'm not saying, like, pack up and leave now. No, not in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not even 30 days from now. It's a everything takes a process, but
everything has
to I mean, in that position, I ain't finna linger around now for another year. 3.5, going to turn into 4.5, going to turn into 5. No. See you later. I'm out of there.
All right. You got something to say on that one, dog?
I'm just outdone about the whole thing, man. I mean, it's like a R. Kelly trapped in a closet.
I told you the plot thing.
Like he turned into a minister.
Well, my advice.
I'm just waiting to hear about the other characters that's finna come into play in there.
I hope there ain't no more characters in the relationship.
You can do with Pimp Lucius. Oh, man, that is crazy. I mean, he's a minister. Okay.
What?
I mean, because
you got to get past the minister part, dog. You got to get past the minister part.
I can't get past the minister part.
Why not?
Because that's not, I mean...
What about that? Can you not get that?
Okay. Ministers are very... How can I say this?
Just say it.
Godly
strict.
People.
You got to think, a minister, they're really like, man, they more or less like my way or the highway.
You mean God's way or the highway?
Yeah, well, whoever. Well, they following, they on the same path, so I guess they figuring that's their highway, too. So, yeah, it's like, when did he become this ordained minister again?
After marriage.
Did he talk to you about this?
Well, he always said that he wanted to cater to people, but you know, and we talked about opening up like a, you know, trying to open up a community center, but it was never a Christian based community center, and now that's where his focus is.
Okay, because that's just something that's like kind of hard. Because I mean, I know somebody that found religion and their wife didn't, and I'm always seeing a constant clash with them. It's like constantly, you know, it's a constant clash with them. It's like, she still wants her independence. He wants to do everything by God's word, and it's not balancing out. So you think that could be the problem?
I can't say that. Well, I'm not a religious freak, but I'm extremely spiritual. It's not as if I don't believe, you know what I'm saying? Because
all believe, but I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. They got more of a spiritual belief than we got. I mean, I can honestly say I don't think me and Father Time has near the spiritual belief that your husband has. I mean, we believe in it, but we're not. I'd be lying if I say that we practice what we preach. Hell, I'm finna go try to get me a motherfucking drink as soon as the show over. But I mean, you know,
we just don't live by the word,
right?
We don't live by the word of God.
He lives by that word. I mean, I would think he would if he's being an ordained minister. I would think he would live. I mean, he can live as close as possible to the word. I would hope
if he's trying to open up a church.
Right. So with
Wait, that being said, open up a church.
Huh?
What'd
you say?
It's not to be a church. It's a community center. That's what the focus is. Community center, not a church.
Oh, I thought you said he was trying to get his own flock. I'm sorry. That's what I thought you said earlier. My bad.
Not a flock.
That's what they call the church people. Flock. They call the church people flock, man.
Okay.
He's trying to start his own flock.
All right, I hear you. What about congregation? What's up, man? The flock?
Man, I've been to church a couple times in my life. Not many, but I've been there a few times. They call it a flock.
I mean, I think that's more like a street term to it.
All right, Lickstone, let me ask you this. Like he was saying earlier, is he real, real strict around the house? And as far as the kids go, is he real strict on the kids? Is he real strict about the house? You know what I'm saying? Is he real strict on, like, what you can wear, stuff like that?
Not so much strict as just anal. I mean, I can come and go as I please. There's no none of that. The kids are free.
So can you dress the way you want to dress without no?
Where the hell you going?
Yeah. Well, what the hell you got that on for?
Right.
I don't know. I put on my clothes. Like, you know, I put on the Ritz when we're together. When we're not together, I don't know if I choose not to, you know, dress like I could, but or if it's anything that he would say, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's more a choice. Like, I choose to dress up when I want.
I mean, for you to say you don't know, that's not a good thing. I mean, like, with me, you would know, girl, Kaz don't want me wearing that shit, and you could kill me.
Damn right. You better go change.
Or, you know, Kaz don't mind me wearing this. He don't care if I wear this. You know, I mean, for you to be sitting there saying,
I don't know if that's my choice or, you know, if I ever really just try to press it.
Right, that's
know.
What I'm saying. I mean, if it's your choice, that's fine. If that's your choice, it's fine. But saying that you don't know how he's going to take to it, I mean, I've been married 3 years. You should know if he wants you in that motherfucking booty shorts.
Well, there's been like an instance where, you know, I had an outfit and I was getting ready to go to work. And he was like, well, shit, you're not going to wear that to work unless you wear it with me first. So before I went to work, we went out together just so I could be with him before I went out. So I guess, I don't know. I can't say that. I can't say yeah.
Is he home a lot?
Yeah.
He's home a lot most of the time?
Had been, hasn't been, about to be.
Huh? I'm sorry, I don't even know what that means.
He wasn't
working,
home
now, working, and working again. Or not working, then he started working, now he ain't working.
Right.
Oh, okay. Ooh, you're in a tough situation.
Who are you
telling? I mean, you know my remedy. I already told you what I would do. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Well, you can't just leave an ordained minister.
How come you can't?
I mean, shit.
He put his pants on one leg at a time just like every other man.
Well, but I mean, what is the problem? I mean, is the problem is
whether he a minister or not, dog. If you don't want to work it out,
no, but
work
here's
it out.
My thing. Here's my thing. If you a minister, I mean, you knew he was going. If he, you knew he was going into this ministry, did you tell him, "Well, look, motherfucker, before you even get started with this, don't come back with all that old crazy shit. You come talking to me crazy. Now, if you're gonna do this, you're doing this for yourself."
She didn't even know. She said she didn't know he was going to be a minister.
I know that, but I mean, at some point they had to talk about it.
One day he came home and was like, "I'm a minister. Show me the paperwork and everything." I'm like, "Well, when was you working on that?"
Well, now, you don't just become a minister overnight, do you? You got
you can.
Really?
And even if it isn't, I mean, he's a computer head, so he's like stays on that computer. There's no telling what he does on that computer.
Whoa. He got his shit off the internet?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know. Came home one day and was like, "Hey."
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not saying that that's the case.
Now, if this ain't R. Kelly trapped in the closet part 29, 30, 31, 32. Oh, man. Where's Rufus at?
Fucking
Rufus. Oh, no. At this point, well,
that'd
that surprised
me. That'd be the day, for real. Oh, I'm done.
Rufus.
No, I'm serious. Hold on, man. I'm dead serious, man. I'm dead serious. He never came to you.
No.
The first, when you found out was when he got his certificate.
Yep.
And y'all been married how long up until this point?
3.5 years.
Yeah. Y'all been married 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those 3.5 years, he never once said, "Baby, I'm studying to be a preacher."
No.
He just came home and said, "Hey, I'm a preacher."
Yep.
Wow.
I know. Wow.
Y'all never.
Y'all got a lot of motherfuckers ironing out. Y'all got a lot of skeletons in y'all closets. God damn.
Hey, y'all need to sit down and talk.
Right. Do y'all
this is
do you even know his real name? God damn.
Oh, that's it. I'm going there. Hey, man. Just catch him off guard. What's your name?
Right.
Need
hey,
some
bro.
Fingerprints.
All right. Hey, bro, I need some prints for you. Because, I mean.
Right, yeah. Yeah, get you printed up.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the most bizarre things I ever heard.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
You asked for
this motherfucker
Rufus
went to the this motherfucker went to the club. He making it rain. The next day he a ordained minister.
Hey, you want to know where Rufus was, right? Rufus right over there.
Hey, right. God damn. All he wants for his birthday is a big booty. The next thing you know, God is. Wait a minute, huh?
How weird is it?
Nah, you got a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, for real.
I told you.
God bless you. God bless you, my child. God bless you. As soon as he walks through the back, what a hoe's that, nigga? What a hoe.
How often do you guys talk?
Well,
motherfucker. Did you just hear?
I explained to a friend of mine. The definition of conversation, right, is two people, you talk, I listen, I talk, you listen, right? That's conversation. We don't have those. I listen. I don't just talk. And when I do talk, it turns into an argument. So I don't talk.
Oh. Okay, let me ask you a real question.
Yeah.
Do you think he got somebody on the side?
I don't know. I don't care. Sometimes I hope so. I'm not even going to lie to you. Sometimes I hope so.
You hope you do?
Sometimes I do.
I don't go through his shit. I don't answer his phone. I don't look at it. I don't go through it. I don't do none of that. Whatever.
That's not
well,
a good
do we keep tabs on you?
No.
So y'all pretty much just come and go as y'all please.
Yeah. I mean, we come
together. Wow. Okay.
We come together in, you know, in terms of what goes on in the house, the bills, the kids, and things of that nature. Yeah, we talk about that. That part, we're eye to eye.
Well, I'm about to ask you a real personal question. You ain't got answered if you don't want.
All of these questions have been personal.
Do y'all get it in? I want to know.
When
do y'all
last
get it
time
in?
Y'all was intimate?
Right.
When the last time y'all was intimate?
Do y'all get it in? Do you
right. When the last time y'all was intimate?
Oh,
wow.
Damn. You actually got to think
you
about
gotta
it.
Think about it.
Oh.
Right. You got to think about it.
I don't know. Maybe about a month.
A month?
What's happening, Janine? Everybody say hi
yeah,
to Janine.
Yeah, there she go.
And you guys just pulled me in.
Yeah, you didn't call after the show was over. And you know it's my last show.
Oh, my shit.
It's cool, though. It's cool. It's all great, baby.
And where you been?
Excuse me?
And where you been? You heard me.
I went out on a date. That's where I've been.
Oh, really? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Well, you know, we ain't got a lot of time, so give us the details quick.
What?
How'd it go? Yeah. What you guys do? Where'd you go?
I'm just joking.
Oh, come on now. You know, I'm nosy than a motherfucker. I be wanting to know that kind of shit.
What was y'all talking about?
Oh, man, let's see.
Well,
I think we hurry up and fill our head on this one.
Yeah, you might have to archive this one. You might have to archive this one.
I mean, let's see. Let's see if we can get a quick review. Well, what happened is Lick still got a husband who she's been with for like 3.5, is that right, 3.5 years?
We've been together almost 7.
They've been together for 7 years. Been married for 3.5. First 4 years he was drinking a party, and then after that he became an ordained minister. But she didn't know he became an ordained minister. Now he's saying everything goes his way or no way, and she can't deal with it. Did I get it?
In a nutshell.
Okay.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job, man. You should audition for some shit, dog. That was pretty fucking good. You get on the fourth thing with some shit like that. To sum it up, so that's where we at. They ain't been intimate in about a month. I told her she need to leave. I told her she need to leave his ass.
How do you not know that your husband has became an ordained minister?
When I figure that out, I promise you'll be the first to know.
I mean, he just walked up with a piece of paper. Hey, baby, I'm a preacher now. Throw all that shit, throw all the drink away.
Was he already going to church? This is some overnight. You had to hear it all. No. I mean, he's always been, you know, a spiritual person, and, you know, he reads the Bible and things of that nature. We both do. I mean, I read the Bible as well. But yeah, it just kind of happened. And I don't know how long he's been, you know, doing it or anything. Like I said, he came home like, hey, I'm an ordained pastor, minister. Here's my
okay,
paperwork.
Wait a minute. You kind of ran away from Janine's question now. Was the man going to church every Sunday?
No, I said
before he became a preacher?
No.
He wasn't?
Is he going to church every Sunday now?
No.
Well, he ain't no minister.
Well, he didn't just got some
somewhere.
Shit on the internet then.
I don't know.
Yeah, he
wait. Okay, hold up. So you're not really sure if he's an ordained minister?
Oh, I'm sure of that.
But you don't know how he acquired that title. You just know he just came home with some paper. I'm ordained minister. You got to throw all these damn miniskirts away and kind of throw that makeup out.
Yeah,
knows none of that. And that's a common misconception. And there's some pastors and ministers out there that are drinking you under the table right after church. So,
and those are the ones I will not go to their fucking church.
You won't know? How do you know?
I mean, look here. If you got a motherfucking, I'm going to tell you, my mother, a long time ago, my mother was going to this church. You know what church I'm talking about, Tama, Peace Baptist. This motherfucker had a he had a purple Mercedes Benz with glitter flakes throughout the paint job. That was before the Dope Boys even had it. He had a car before the Dope Boys had it. I'm not finna pay you. No. And wound up getting caught up on some bullshit. That one Reverend, Carlton something. That motherfucker, boy, trust me, you can just tell.
All right,
that motherfucker,
let me ask you a question.
I go to Sin City, he's sitting in the back drinking.
And he a preacher.
But you actually want me to listen to you?
He a preacher.
What?
Okay, I said, and he's a preacher.
Right.
Look at Stone, now let me ask you a question. You say preachers be drinking their ass off. Now, you work at the liquor store.
I do.
He's
not coming in there himself.
Oh, he just gets you to bring it out to him?
No, let me break it down for you.
don't forget that motherfucking six-pack, girl.
It's
that Bible study
right.
Tonight.
Right. Pick me up a fifth, too. Grab a fifth of that yak on your way out.
I didn't
it's that yak
man.
So I can break your back. Amen.
Okay, what did you say, sweetheart?
I didn't say mine. I said there are some. I know one. And I called one out. You too, and Gary at Reverend Charles L. Emery at Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, Gary, Indiana. Yeah.
Is that the one on Washington?
This is right down the street from Delaney Project. It's right down the street from Delaney, right there by the Amoco station. Well, I don't know if it's Amoco.
Oh, on 21st Avenue.
Yeah, there you go, right there. This
all right,
well,
I know my father
goes
to church over
gold,
there, so what?
He had a gold tooth with a star in it before anybody was right. I mean, I'm like, in the rock. How do you have a gold tooth with a star in it? I don't understand. But, I mean, he ain't like that. I mean, I'm just saying, there's some church folk out there that only church folk at church.
Exactly.
Well,
so why should
church
I listen
folks
to you?
Do it. But I didn't know the pastors was doing it. I thought the pastors was the closest thing to God.
Please, my best friend's father-in-law is a pastor, and they don't drink regular stuff. They drink wine, and they drink really, really, really good liquor. It's not just no beers. Ain't nobody having no beers, no six-pack. No, ain't no none of that. We talking about $50, $60 bottles of wine. And
well, I don't care if it's Wild Irish Rose or Ace. It's still liquor. You ain't supposed to be drinking it.
That's not true. The Bible says you can drink wine as long as you don't get drunk.
Yeah, to drink
it.
What the fuck you drinking it for?
You drink. Anyway.
I'm just saying, it's in the Bible.
I understand what you, I know it's in the Bible, but you tell me, have you ever drunk a 40 just because you like the taste?
Hell no.
You drunk to get your buzz on. I mean, I understand.
Like I tell my customers, just because you got a fifth don't mean you drink a fifth. I mean, shit, you take a shot, you take a couple shots, you put it down. You don't have to. You're just being obsessive, or you know what I'm saying? You're doing more than you know you should. Once you reach that point where you got a good buzz, you don't have to keep drinking. You choose to.
If my preacher drinking, I'm not fucking with him. That's the bottom line. I'm not fucking with no. My preacher sitting there in the bar with me, I'm not fucking with him. You won't see me next Sunday.
Is that's not how he's going to do it. But then again, why not, you know what I'm saying, listen or go and to a man who's a real person. He's not going to the bar to necessarily get drunk and fucked up with you and look at women. Y'all going to the bar to have a conversation, have a drink, just to be in a sociable, you know what I'm saying, environment. You ain't never
going to Chili's. Don't take me to a bar.
You can still have a drink at Chili's, can you not?
I mean, but it's more feasible for you. Okay, if I go to motherfucking Hooters and order some chicken wings and all that. Okay, cool. But now if I go to Kelly's Pub, you know what the fuck I'm going there for.
Okay, we agree on that, and I'm saying you're taking it to an extreme. I'm not saying that it's like that. And I mean, you don't
I understand what you said. Me personally,
you don't
I'm just
really
I mean,
what a person does unless you spend time with them in their own environment, and then even then they can hide things from you.
Man, that's why I see him up there sucking on them peppermints. Hold on, hold on. D, couple of them peppermints, please. Oh, yeah, he done backed us and he done hit the motherfucking joint.
I mean, he
all right, man, let me say something before y'all finish y'all conversation before we get cut off. I had a ball with y'all over the last almost 3 years. I just wanted to get that out. Appreciate it. All right. That's my public service announcement. Now, back to them drunk-ass preachers. I'm with you, dog. I'm with you. If my preacher's going to sit down and have a drink with me, and I'm drinking some Tangerine Rosy Line, and my preacher say, give me whatever he having, he ain't going to see me next Sunday. I'm not going.
We
you ain't
still
supposed
be cool.
to get drunk. You're the preacher.
And that's why they do it privately. They'll never do it with people from their congregation or whatever like that. They do it privately in the confines of their own home.
They flock.
Yeah.
Flock.
And that's
flock.
What they got. If them motherfuckers drinking, they got a flock.
Well, I mean, like you say, they you know, they're human, but, you know, they're supposed to be living the word of God. You know what I'm saying? You know, even Jesus did drink wine. He didn't drink to get drunk.
Well, we agree on that. And again, let me put this out here. I am not saying that that is my situation. Let's make that clear.
Nah, you know you grabbed that motherfucker fifth. Baby, get that gallon. Get a keg.
I told you, get that yak so I can break your back. Amen.
And you get that discount.
Right.
You in the crib fucked up right now. Babe, you going to work tomorrow, right?
I'm running low.
No,
I'm
calling
getting,
off.
As my grandmama tell me when she running out her drink, I'm getting dry. Shit, it's time to break some more.
Well, I wish y'all the luck. You know, get your ducks in a row and, you know, make your move.
Mm-hmm.
But don't stay in a situation where you're unhappy. That would say any and everybody. Don't stay where you're unhappy at.
That's good advice to everybody.
That shit ain't gonna do nothing but turn you make you bitter as hell.
What if you're already
you know
bitter?
What I'm saying? So it's only getting worse now. You know what I'm saying? He came home with his little internet certificate talking about I'm a preacher. Got this from www.imapreacher.com. I'll pass my 20 questions.
Right.
I'm 19 out of 20.
There's a lot of questions there. How does this work?
I don't know.
He printed this shit off right off the laptop.
Right.
Print.
Print. Yep, it's official.
I'm a preacher, baby. Here's my certificate, fresh out of the printer.
Hey, can you post it on Sin City? Can you Xerox it and post it?
I will do no.
I'm just saying. I want to see where you get it from.
But I know. Oops. Don't
hurt me. $20,
so, okay,
you can be appreciated.
Now you understand a little bit more about liquor store. So there you have it.
Good night.
You're a very complex person.
It takes a
second. Okay, all right, I gotta ask. Well, what does he think about you working at a liquor store? And he's now since he's this ordained minister now.
Yeah, it don't matter where
he
I work.
He got the hookup. He got the hookup. He ain't saying shit.
Okay, do you drink? Do you drink? Yeah, liquor store. Do you drink?
I do. I don't drink in excess, but yes, I do.
I mean, so he don't mind you drinking?
No.
Do he drink?
Beer.
He drink beer?
Mm-hmm.
Man, well, no, I ain't going to
And the preacher?
Talk.
Wait a minute now. Jesus said you could drink wine. He didn't say nothing about no damn beer. He didn't say nothing about no beer. That ain't in no scriptures. I mean,
beer
I don't know the whole Bible,
but
I'm pretty sure drinking beer ain't in there.
Beer ain't nothing but wheat and oats and barley and hops.
Okay.
Alcohol from.
Whiskey ain't nothing but corn, but hell. Shit. You process it the right way, you finna get fucked up.
You right about that.
Wow.
My job is my job. I've been there before. I mean, I've been at that place for 9 years. I'm not going anywhere on account of anyone other than my own choice.
I mean, I understand that, but I'm just, I mean, shit. I mean, me personally, hell, I'll be telling you, bring that fifth home.
Hell, I would, too. I had cases of Mickey's around this motherfucker. And plenty 40s. I got a discount. What's your
and
discount?
Half my check be there. Shit, okay, well, y'all might deduct that 100 out, because I'm going to take this, this, and this. Then I'm going to take another $100 worth of shit that they don't know about.
Right. You, liquor store, you get a discount on your purchase? How much how much is your discount? What percentage? You say what, 15%?
She said she pleaded the fifth or she stole the fifth.
No, I plead the fifth.
Oh, I thought she said she stole the fifth.
Well,
I've been
sure
there a long time. I might not. Everybody might not have the same privileges as me, so I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, you get a percentage, right?
I know.
Get some off the goddamn total bill. You've been working at 9 motherfucking years. I'm pretty sure you get some extra off of that motherfucker. So, dog, ask yourself, would you want your woman to quit if you drink and she work at the liquor store?
Hell no, but he's a ordained minister.
I don't care. If he drink, he ain't trying to make her stop working there.
Okay, do he drink 40s? Do he drink 40s?
No.
Okay, on average, how many beers he might drink a day?
3, maybe 4.
So he get buzz.
A day?
Mm-hmm.
So he get his buzz on?
Uh-huh.
See?
That's 28 beers a week. Well, he don't drink on Sundays, right? He can't drink on Sundays. I mean, motherfuckers in Minnesota can't drink on Sundays unless you go to the motherfucking Wisconsin. So he can't drink on Sundays.
I'm sorry, I work on Saturday.
So she bring the beer home Saturday night?
Well, he's supposed to be at the church on Sunday.
Yeah, crack one before he get there, crack finish the rest when he get home.
He can't go to the church smelling like beer.
Didn't I tell you they take the peppermints and all that shit?
I just want everybody to know this is them taking it to the extreme. This is not the case.
That's why you think the preachers be up there sweating all the time? That's that liquor coming out their ass. And I had our fifth last night and slut. It was good.
You're right, man. You're right. This is an R. Kelly trapped in the closet. Let me tell you about the pastor.
You
what about
can
the
do
pastor?
With him, Lucius.
What about the pastor?
I just hope to God you don't get a Rufus. I really do. I'm praying that you don't get no Rufus in your life.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. So, like I said, now you understand a little bit more about
Lucius. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is, man. This was a hell of a last show for me. God damn. I'm about to go listen to Trapped in the Closet. I'm going to watch all the videos from Trapped in the Closet. The first one up to the 35th one.
I thought, shit, we need to send this shit in. I bet you can make a damn Trapped in the Closet out of this.
He probably could. Them new ones he just released, them motherfuckers ain't really on the right. He's searching now. He's searching, so he needs some new ideas.
We got it right here.
On the right.
You know what? Sin City's going to make their version of Trapped in the Closet.
The Sin City version.
All right. The Sin City version, the Trapped in the Closet, Star Liquor Store. Hey, man, I think we can write this up. What you think, bro? Man, I know you're not going to be on the show no more, but I know you're still going to be working behind the scenes with me, right?
Yeah, man, I got you, dog. We can do this. I had to archive it and see how it turned out. Who the hell listening to salsa music?
The preacher said he pulled that motherfucker tequila. It's basic at night, baby.
You said the preacher full of the tequila?
Yeah, he full of tequila tonight.
Mexican night. Hell no.
Yeah, he said fuck or something. It's Cinco de Mayo tonight.
You stupid.
What's happening, Janine? You pretty quiet tonight. What's
nothing,
going down with you?
Nothing much.
Nothing much. How you feeling?
Feeling fine.
How was your day today?
Long as hell.
Nothing exciting?
No, not really.
Well,
last week you told us you was gonna tell us about what did you say you was gonna tell us about?
I didn't say I was gonna tell you about nothing.
Yes, you did. When it was the end of the show, you said, I'm going to tell y'all what happened. I can't remember. I'm going to have to go archive it.
Well, wait a minute. Before they cut us off, man, I got to fuck you. I got a big fuck you to Bright House cable place. Some bitch cut off my cable, cut off my motherfucking internet. Motherfucker ain't got shit over here. Dirty ride or something, bitch.
You got Bright House?
Yeah.
I work for them now, man.
Fuck you too. You probably the rap bastard I talked to today.
No, it wasn't me, man.
Hey man, come on.
I was on the phone too, but it wasn't me.
Put my shit back on, dog.
Mm-mm. I'll be that motherfucker that's calling you to add on to your shit.
Hey, you can't cut my shit back on?
Oh my.
No, I got no control over that, dog. I don't work in that department, man.
Nigga. Just like a motherfucker, get a little job. He want to try to act like he can't help nobody now.
No, I'm serious, man. I got nothing to do with that side of it, dog. I'm completely on the other side of the building.
I mean, you ain't got no hookup over there?
Hell no, just started.
Damn. Shit.
Sorry, man.
Man, that's something.
I didn't know they had
man.
Bright House in Indianapolis. I didn't even know it was down there.
They cut me off quick, too, man. I'm like, damn, I can't do shit today.
That's what them motherfuckers do, man. That's what they do. They cut my shit off. I went right out there, cut it back on. Then they came back and cut that motherfucker off. Off. All the way off.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Dumb bitches. All you got to do is go screw that shit in. You get a couple of days out of that before they catch up with you.
I ain't tripping on that, dog. I'm just missing my internet, my Wi-Fi. I can't do shit, man, without my Wi-Fi.
Shit, log on to somebody else's shit. Everybody
I tried that, dog.
Right,
everybody got a damn lock on their shit.
Oh, yeah, you fucked, man. Yeah, you fucked. You can't do shit about that.
I was fucking with my neighbor. Like, yeah, man, what kind of code they give you? That motherfucker looked at me like, yeah, right. I ain't telling you shit.
I do that shit,
too. Fuck you, man. See, the only place... This just got to be Sin City. I mean, see how real we are? We tell a motherfucker our shit got cut off.
Yeah, we ghetto than the motherfucker.
Right. Shit cut off.
We just ghetto. Straight from the hood. We just some hood motherfuckers. Talk about any goddamn thing. We talking about motherfuckers getting their cable cut off. I can't even watch the Suns tonight, man. My shit off. I'm about to come over there. Oh, dog, what you got to do is, man, log into the motherfucker next door, man, and see if this shit open. I had this one motherfucker told me if I wanted free internet, all I got to do is go park by a school because all the schools got free internet and log on like that.
Or McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's got that free Wi-Fi. Shit, it ain't like being in your crib doing it, though.
Right.
Man, somebody want to go lay down.
I was really going to go to McDonald's park and I just pull up.
Right, go buy you a shake so they can't say shit. No, I got something. I got a shake, motherfucker.
Man, you almost made me choke.
I'm just saying, man. You know, you go sit down in there with your laptop, buy one pop, you can stay that motherfucker all day. They can't say shit because you bought something. What they going to say? Oh, sir, you have to leave. You've been here for 12 hours already. We about to close.
Nah, but man, the thing that pissed me off, man, they ain't even send me a disconnect notice. They motherfuckers just cut me off. How about you supposed to get a disconnect notice? Well, we shutting your shit off after such and such a day. I ain't got shit.
You got to check your email, dog. Sometimes they sign you up for paperless billing, man, and don't tell you.
I've been getting a bill.
Well, somebody must have signed you up for paperless billing, man.
Nah, I ain't getting no more email neither. Dirty motherfuckers.
You should call her, man.
I did, man. That bitch was snotty than a motherfucker, too.
Yeah, did you get her name? You got to get them names, dog. Get them names, man. I put that shit on escalation. Be like, hey, I just got a call from so-and-so, and this person was rude. You know what I'm saying? They fuck around and give you a free month or some shit like that, man. Straight up.
Well, can I use your name?
Hell no. I just started. They don't know who the fuck I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, so I can just use you.
No, you need to get that person's name and give it to me. My name ain't gonna get you shit.
What's Red's real name?
Gerard Gullickson. You can use him.
All right. Don't think I won't.
He worked there too.
Like, I know. They be pulling his ass over like, hey, we need to talk to you. Who said what?
Better him than me.
I will fucking
I'll just see that motherfucker tomorrow, boy. Sit up there looking stupid. Huh? What?
We can't tolerate this. We're not going to tolerate you being rude to the customers. What?
Nah, you can't use him, man, because he in the same department I'm in. We don't fuck with that shit, dude. That shit's on the other side of the building, man.
What department D in?
D's in the apartment right before ours.
Somebody
he's higher up than we are. So he in a different part.
Oh, well, damn us it will be.
Shit, he don't saying his name ain't going to get you shit neither. They probably be like, how'd you get his name? He don't even work here. He working a totally different part. He working a totally different part.
Well, he shouldn't. Well, that even more to get him in trouble more. Well, he shouldn't even been over the phone then.
Well,
I ain't
true.
Just making it up. Y'all got a damn miss there. Yes,
what number
do.
Did you call?
I called a 1-800 number.
I know, but is it 892?
It will be tomorrow.
Yeah, because we work in the 892 department. We don't got shit to do with the activations and none of that bullshit.
Look here, man.
Nothing to do.
I'm using the Delma's name. That's that. Man, you keep it up, it's going to be. And I know. I don't even know your middle name, so I'll really get your ass.
Shit, I'll call you right there on the floor. You better tell these motherfuckers you was playing.
Man, I don't know. Hello. Hello. You got the wrong number.
You're right.
I'll
be playing
this
motherfucker show back. Like, hey, y'all listen to this motherfucker, man. Y'all hear him laughing and shit, right?
You got to get down here. Like, man, where you going? Over my way to Indianapolis. For what? I got to talk to Cass about something.
Hell yeah. When keeping it real goes wrong, goddammit.
I got my heat too, cuz.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Nah, but excuse me. We don't got nothing to do with that, dog.
So,
I can't even pull up your information, man, on my computer, so I have no access to that shit at all.
Motherfuckers could at least
I can't even pull your name up and look at your bill.
No, this shit, man. Motherfucker got 100 bills he got to try to pay. Shit, I can't remember every bill at once. Shit.
Hell no, man. That shit's rough, man. I say they cut our shit off. I just go right out there and cut it back on.
I got to cut the wires. I got the cable cut back on. I ain't tripping on that. It was just the internet to fuck me around.
Yeah, that's tricky, man. Y'all got Clear up there, man?
Who?
Clear.
Clear
internet?
If we do, I don't know shit about it.
They about the cheapest one you're going to find. You never heard of it either, Liggaso?
Mm-mm.
Well, y'all must don't have it. I know Gary got it.
I don't
think came up
to
y'all yet.
Yeah.
I know. I got my father hooked up with that shit. I used to work for them, too.
God damn. You work for
a lot
of internet places.
Hell yeah. Yeah, free service, dog.
Oh, y'all get free service?
Free everything, man.
Okay.
That's one of the perks of working for them motherfuckers, man. You get all that shit for free, but once you get fired, your shit's off the same day.
So you mean to tell me you got all this free shit, you can't hook me up?
I can't hook you up, dog. I don't work in that department, man.
You don't know nobody else in that department, huh?
And I just started, man.
Well, you need to be meeting some friends, motherfucker. Shit.
Hey, man, they work in a whole different section of the building, dog. I don't even go on their side.
You got a lunch hour. You got 2 break times. Walk around.
Yeah, right. I can't do nothing for you, dog. I can't do nothing for you, dog.
Shit, I tell you.
Sorry about that, man. If I get promoted over there, dog, I'll hook you up, man. I hook you up for a small finder's fee.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. You pay your bill directly to me.
Yeah, all right. Sound good.
You're good to go, man. I'm going to give you half off.
I'm
going to get you the triple play for $50 a month.
All right, sound good.
If I have to get to that side of the building. That motherfucker like a goddamn Fort Knox, man. That motherfucker locked down.
Well, hold on, man. We can't be talking about that. You know, we got the preacher's wife on the phone.
No way.
Oh, that's right. Tell your husband to pray for me. Tell him to pray for me.
I should just stop calling altogether then, huh?
Did he even know you called this show?
Yeah.
He know the name of the show?
Right.
No.
That's the difference. We may know you call the show, but do we know the name of the show?
Nope.
Well, that's why you're able to call all the time.
And I'm going
to
keep calling.
Babe, I'm about to call Sin City. You about to what? Call who?
Cincinnati. I meant Cincinnati. That's what I meant to say. Sound like you said Sin City to me. No, baby, you've been drinking them beers. Go on and finish reading your Bible.
This is happening.
Oh, boy.
They take the fucked up shit and turn it into comedy.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That motherfucker I meant to call Cincinnati. Cincinnati, baby, Cincinnati. Hey, my grandma in Cincinnati. You know that. I told you that already.
Right. You want another beer? Here you go.
Go ahead, lay down there, baby. Go ahead, lay down.
Yeah. You was reading Luke. You was reading Luke. Luke. Start at Luke.
chapter 2, verse 12.
Right.
I can't stand either one of y'all. Y'all are both crazy.
Do he know what Austin 316 means?
I don't know.
I was wondering.
Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass.
That's what you need to tell him. When he next day, throw one of the Bible quotes at you. But tell him, well, I'm going to live by Austin 316 and knock the shit out of him. Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass.
There you go. And then leave. Don't stay now. You got to leave.
Well, wait a minute. I got to flip him the bird first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who Stone Cold is.
Of course I do. That's my favorite wrestler. Don't do that. I said I do. Take one of them beers and smash it on my forehead. I
can
go all the way out. Why not?
Stone Cold, your favorite wrestler?
Yeah.
And you consider yourself a wrestling fan?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not as diehard as some, but yes, I do. I fuck with some wrestling.
Okay, you must be like a sometime wrestling watcher.
Why?
That motherfucker got two
because
moves. He got two
care.
Moves.
I love his attitude. You can't, it don't get no, man, don't, let's not, I feel like Kaz and Q, let's just not go there, okay?
You got to respect that.
Two moves.
You got to respect that, man. She says she feel like me when it comes to ice cube. Got to respect that.
Yeah.
I ain't got to respect none of that bullshit. Fuck Cube and Stone Cold. And y'all, too, if y'all feel like that.
So you're in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got an auntie in Minnesota.
Okay.
He gonna be walking down the street, she gonna slut his ass.
Fuck all y'all.
And that's what we gonna say. We're gonna make sure we play that Ice Cube. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
I wish you'd send me a woman with y'all Stone Cold me.
I'd be fucked up, dog. She don't ever talk bad about Stone Cold. Like a laid out like Vince McMahon.
I see a sharpshooter in somebody's life.
You know that. That's a difficult. That's a difficult move to try to put on some motherfucker in the streets.
If you catch him off guard.
I mean, a stunner you can catch a motherfucker. That sharpshooter, yeah. Nigga ain't gonna sit just lay down and let you twist their legs up into a pretzel.
Nah, ain't nobody just gonna voluntarily let you do that.
Well, I mean, you ain't gonna have no choice when they hit you with that spinal line.
You can get away with a clothesline. But just a sharpshooter or a figure four. Now, a pile driver, you pick a motherfucker up and drop him on his head, that's the end of the fight.
Yeah, especially outside.
I didn't say a clothesline, man. I said a steiner line.
I know. Well, you ain't that big, so yours is going to be a clothesline.
Well, he's
shit, I
steiner
line
a motherfucking
heartbeat.
I'm going to have to go for kill shots.
Man, you satellite somebody, they gonna pull that pistol out and shoot the shit out your head. Bow, I'm sorry.
Right.
We was just playing.
Yeah.
All right, man, it's time to end this thing, man. We like 37 minutes over. Last time they called us up at
man,
exactly 10:30.
I figured, man, since this is your last night, we let it grow. We're going to let it ride out.
It's all gravy, baby. It's all good. Just not used to Janine being so quiet. It's throwing me off.
No, she on them drugs.
I'm not on no drugs.
I got to call the Rev, man. I should have called the Rev.
Well, y'all, it's official. Next week, the inmates will be running the asylum.
tune in, folks.
I'll be archiving, man, every once in a while, dog. Digging it out.
And we shouldn't have told we shouldn't have told nobody. We should have just created this big rap beef. Probably could have got more listeners.
Oh, yeah. But that ain't us, though, man. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't create shit like that.
Well, that would have been funny, though.
Excuse me, y'all.
We could have been the next Tupac and
Cole.
We could have been the next Tupac and Biggie.
Oh, yeah. I spent me a show niggas off.
You say what?
I say I hope not both of them niggas wound up dead.
Yeah, you got
that's
a
good point.
Well, let's go to Jay-Z and Nas.
I was just about to say, let's do that. Yeah, or that.
Yeah, let's do LL and Cool Moe Dee. I forgot
that.
Let's
do that.
Two motherfuckers that still living.
Right. Yeah. That motherfucker dead. I forgot it. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So next week I'm starting a show called The Real Sin City.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to be on here dissing his show.
Right, I'm going to be dissing your show.
Right.
Oh, fuck Sin City. No. They stole that shit from me. Real Sin City here.
You know that motherfucker wasn't carrying his weight no way, so we dropped his bitch ass.
Hey, wait, anybody ever seen, what was it, the Italian Job? Yeah, I know y'all seen the Italian Job. He gonna type that message up on your own, and he's gonna just show up on your computer. You'll never stop. The Real Sin City.
Right, sure. Like I gotta say, boy, we have all type of beef on Twitter. Get on Twitter. But the thing is, we can't see each other. That's the whole. Your beef don't work if you see each other.
Right.
We can't beef that long if we see each other. You know, it's got to take us at least a year before we see each other.
Yeah, man, we should do that shit, dog. See how many followers we get. Fuck that motherfucker. I shit might make motherfucking Howard Stern show or something. Yeah, he got these two motherfuckers tweeter beefing. Who are they? We don't know. Sounds good, though. Check them out.
Once friends, now beefing.
It's always like that, though. Them motherfuckers always start off as friends. And next thing you know, there here come the beef.
It always takes that one interview. What happened? Especially the first motherfucker, he always be like, well, you know, we couldn't come to agreement. It's always that one motherfucker. That motherfucker was weak. He was soft, so shit, you know, I had to let him go. Did you hear what he said about you? Nah, I didn't hear. Then they play it for him. Oh, that's how he felt? Now next thing you know, he in the studio. Wait a minute, y'all. Kaz got a new track out. Well, I thought he said they wasn't beefing. He heard in response to what Father Time said. Next thing you know, they go to beef.
So you know, I got to go in the studio and come out with my single, diss single.
Yeah, now I got to go on the show. Like I said, man, I go Waylo's show. Who's your boy? Yeah, like I said, man, that motherfucker was soft from the beginning, man. I carried that motherfucker. Fat motherfucker. That's why they kicked his ass
out. And then,
out
you know,
service.
If Waylo do his job right, he going to call me up.
Right.
And play the interview for me. I'll be like, I don't own my way down there, man. I'll be down there.
But
then
you know we got to bring up some beats, some real shit what happened when we was little. Yeah, that motherfucker got kicked out the service.
Right.
No, we got to embellish it. We got to make it sound real good. Yeah, he's too fat. He got kicked out the service.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, man. Shit, I was taking care of his second daughter. He didn't do shit for that little girl. I raised her. This motherfucker want to talk shit to me. He's supposed to be my motherfucking boy.
But now you know it's gonna come back. You know what? You know it's gonna come back. Father Time said he's really Cass's child's father. He said what? Now my feelings hurt. So now I got to talk about I really did sleep with your old lady. But you know his old lady I slept with. Well, I got to find somebody.
You know?
Wait a minute, hold up. I got to find somebody that's mad at you. I got to go get Angie. So yeah, you know she gonna go in. I got to bring her into the beef.
And now they went way past wax. And now we got to take it to the streets, now.
No, we can't
come
see each other
in
yet.
The streets.
We can't see each other yet, though. We still got a whole year to go. We got a year to go before we see each other.
Yeah, but I'm going to put my shit out there. Well, I mean, if you feel like that, you can come see me in the streets.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a boss. I ain't got time to be out in these streets. You know, I got to say that.
And then I have one of my hanger-ons talking shit. He ain't no boss. Fuck that motherfucker.
Oh,
he,
yeah,
he
but now
said,
we got to catch him and jump.
Left.
Hey, we got to catch him and jump him, though. So D go get jumped.
We'll put out this video about that shit.
Somebody from my entourage got to jump. Somebody from your entourage. It got to happen. But yeah, still, we ain't seen each other yet.
Then I'm gonna ride to Chicago, get up a gang of disciples. Like, all right, let's do this. Put you in that Rick Ross mode. You got a whole gang looking for his ass. Fuck
I will see. Man, I gotta go to Gary. Like, hey, he ain't even welcome in the hood no more.
Oh, well, then you come up. You know me. I got to come back with shit. Fuck you, motherfucker. I am the hood. I can go anywhere I want to go. Everybody love me. Bitch ass new.
He ain't gangster no way. Then I gotta go
off,
get
man.
Your. Then I gotta go get your Marine picture. Show that you ain't gangster. He ain't gangster. Look, he was in the Marines.
Well, yeah, I'd be like, all right, yeah, this motherfucker graduated number one at Westside. I
well,
mean,
nah,
so the two notorious you know is gangster.
Well, now nah, that one you, I gotta call you on that one. You ain't see me in there.
Ain't nobody going to know. Ain't nobody going to go check. They just listening.
Yeah, they are. They going to check. Once I pull that picture out, everything going to get everything. Now you got to start showing some shit. Once I pull that picture out, that's how the beef go. You can't pull no, if you can't show no pictures, no proof, now your credibility kind of shot.
And then I'm going to come out with a picture of me and your first baby mama.
Damn.
Hugged up. We hugging like
not the Tupac face picture.
Oh yeah, I'm coming out with that one. Hey girl, how you doing? I ain't seen you so long. Let's take a picture. Come here, take a picture with me, girl. That shit gonna be posted on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook.
God damn.
That's why I fucked your bitch.
Right.
That be my captain. That's why I fucked your bitch.
Oh, man, I got to play like I don't give a fuck about that one. I mean, really? I mean, hey, what they did is on them. Now I got to act like all I want is my money. I'm just focusing on my money. Until it come out that I caught her and whooped her ass.
See, I'm going to pitch out like that. The beef is over. I won.
Beef ain't over yet. Beef is not over yet. I'm just laying low. Now it's going to get violent.
Yeah.
Now your car got to get shot up. I got to make sure you ain't in it, but nevertheless, it got to get shot up.
That's a nice-ass dream, man. That'd be a nice-ass dream. We can fuck around and get famous off some shit like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's all this shit is anyway, motherfucker. You can't tell me half these motherfuckers don't plan this shit out. Make sure I'm not in the car. Yeah, I got you. Something went totally awry. I thought I was supposed to be in the car. Hey, man, I had to act fast. the camera was there. Shot the shit out
of her. I had to act fast, though.
I just improvised. But, hey, nigga, bullet sale. No, you finna go platinum now, dog. As soon as you get out that shit bag.
Yeah, right.
As soon as you get able to walk again, you go up platinum.
Yeah, I'm in a wheelchair in a booth.
Hey, you always notice they never say that the rapper do it. It's always somebody from his entourage. He never do shit. I ain't heard not one rapper that. Well, someone from his entourage fired off some shots at Father Time.
It is like that, man. You never hear the rapper doing the shit.
No, it's always somebody from his entourage.
That's true. Unless you ain't got an entourage, you trying to get one.
Then ain't no beef happening. You gotta have an entourage to have beef.
I guess. See, I think I'm gonna watch the motherfucking beefs. All you remember the beefs, the DVD?
Mm-hmm.
I might have to watch that shit over.
Then of course you know we gotta put Wick in it. He gotta be the middleman or something.
Yeah, he'd be like Africa Bambaataa. Well, Farrakhan trying to cool off both sides. Y'all
his
need to talk,
ass,
man. Y'all need to talk.
His drunk ass better forget what the fuck he, what we here for.
Beef, give me
motherfucker.
A bill.
Right. The beef,
cut the cameras off, man. Cut the cameras off. Look,
right.
Man. If we going to do this shit, man, we got to do it right. Damn.
Cut.
Right, take two. He's drunk or not?
Hell yeah, he really
done. He got off and drank a quick 40, came back. Y'all ready to do this shit. He fucking it all up, man. You're fired. Let's get Waylo in here. Waylo. You know what I mean?
Well, I say.
Oh.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh, my bad. Had to get one more out there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, how's everybody New Year's going so far? Janine, how your year starting off?
Going fine,
liquor store?
Well, we already
I already know how your year going.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. I already know. I already know.
Yeah.
You got issues like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, though. I'm going to say Happy New Year anyway.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Happy New Year to you too, Janine.
Thank you. You too.
I may be calling you tomorrow, asking if you want to upgrade your cable.
No thanks.
You can always no. You say yes, so I can get the sale. You say yes, and then you it's 30-day money back guarantee. You just cut that shit off.
Yeah,
let
I'm
me
not
get
in
the
my,
commission.
Yeah, I'm not in my area.
You don't use Bright House? What you use?
They're not in my area.
No, I'm saying, who was your cable company through?
Comcast.
Really? You actually trying to sell a pitch, dog?
Comcast. Hell yeah, man.
Is that what you be
Comcast,
saying on the phone?
Nah, man, I'm totally different on the phone, man. You know what I'm saying? Unless they hood, and, you know, I talk to their ass hood. You ain't supposed to, but. Motherfucker, yo, what up? Who this? I'm like, what's up, dog? Yeah, this so-and-so, man. I'm calling from the cable company, man. Oh, yeah, man. Y'all cut my shit off, man. What's up? Yeah, I talk to a lot of Mexicans, man.
Hey, what are you talking about?
They don't be understanding me, man. I be having to repeat myself and shit. Hey, man, you speak English, motherfucker? Hey, brother, Kibeli.
I did get a call today, one of my friends.
Oh, that probably was me. No. I was in Texas today. I was in Texas today.
It wasn't by no cable. She had the fucking nerve to call me and ask me, can I get her some money on her bill? I was like, no. I was just like, no. I just needed her until Friday. I was like, oh, okay. And Elsa still no. Mm-hmm.
Well, how much was she asking for?
I didn't even ask. I didn't even wake up. I don't know. She said her nips go cut off. I was like, oh, okay, well, you should be used to it by now.
You couldn't have the woman get her lights back on?
I'm sure not. She got a fucking husband sitting at the fucking house that don't do shit. I'm not helping her no more. I've been helping her since we was kids.
I know that feeling.
Man, my lights ain't never been cut off, motherfucker.
I ain't talking about you.
Oh. All right. Make that shit known, bro.
I feel a shit. You been having motherfuckers out since kids. You just get tired, man. I mean, motherfucker probably called me all kind of motherfuckers right about now. But I mean, you ain't never had to help me. I ain't never really ever had to help you. But certain motherfuckers,
you
help
me before, man. You let me stay in your crib, dog.
Well, I mean, shit, you pay rent. Ain't like you just live there rent free. You pay rent.
That's true. And I still think I was overcharged, but that's another story.
Says I ain't shit, but then he want to fuck me on the slide. You know, all that shit, I ain't got time for that shit. And then she puts him before everybody. She talk about who you with and shit like that, but can't nobody say nothing about his ass. Can't nobody say nothing about, you know, he sitting over there on his ass ain't worked since y'all fucking been together. Y'all got 3 fucking kids, and she bust her ass working 60, 70 hours a week. Take care of him and his ass and the kids and all that shit. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck. If that's what you decide to do with your life, that's fine. But I ain't got to help you with it.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to help.
Man, I feel that point. Shit. You got a motherfucker right like that, man. You constantly trying to help a motherfucker. Man. Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And for her reward, all she hears is motherfuckers calling her all type of bitches and shit. I mean, you'll be like, hey, fuck that shit. And the first time that you can't help them, you ain't shit.
That's true.
Bullshit.
Because then she come back and tell me shit he be saying. That's the crazy part. You come back and tell me the shit, but then you want me to help you pay your bill and feel sorry. But my thing is, yeah, if I'm helping you, I'm helping him. So why would I do that? Because he lives there. But you come back and tell me all the shit he say about me.
So you ain't nothing but a sand city hoe. You ain't nothing but a sand city hoe. Can I borrow $50 to keep on this?
Exactly.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dog, you got to feel it too, dog. You got to feel what she's saying too. Some motherfuckers just try to take advantage of you, man. I mean, they take the kindness, weakness, and then the moment that you say something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for all practical purposes, I'm going to tell y'all. From my understanding, Father Time's a bastard to live with. But I can honestly say, I don't know because he was in my house, but we didn't have no problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
No, we didn't. But, yeah, I realize the motherfucker we talking about don't want to do shit.
Right. I mean,
ain't
he got
to do shit.
And you know, and I think the part about it is shit. You was working in the evening. I was working in the morning, so hell, we barely even seen each other.
Well, hey, that motherfucker wanted to do shit to watch cartoons all goddamn day. Fuck that.
Right.